There was a brief silence, in which the distant echo of Hagrid smashing down a wooden front door seemed to reverberate through the intervening years. Aunt Petunia was looking at Uncle Vernon. Dudley was staring at Harry. Finally, Uncle Vernon blurted out, "But what about my work? What about Dudley's school? I don't suppose those things matter to a bunch of layabout wizards." "Don't you understand?" shouted Harry. "They will torture and kill you like they did my parents." "Dad," said Dudley in a loud voice. "Dad, I'm going with these order people."
"Dudley," said Harry, "for the first time in your life, you're talking sense."
He knew that the battle was won. If Dudley was frightened enough to accept the order's help, his parents would accompany him. There could be no question of being separated from their diddikins. Harry glanced at the carriage clock on the mantelpiece. "They'll be here in about 5 minutes," he said. And when none of the Dursleys replied, he left the room. The prospect of parting, probably forever, from his aunt, uncle, and cousin, was one that he was able to contemplate quite cheerfully. But there was nevertheless a certain awkwardness in the air. What did you say to one another at the end of 16 years' solid dislike? Back in his bedroom, Harry fiddled aimlessly with his rucksack, then poked a couple of owl nuts through the bars of Hedwig's cage. They fell with dull thuds to the bottom, where she ignored them.
"We're leaving soon, really soon," Harry told her, "and then you'll be able to fly again."
The doorbell rang. Harry hesitated, then headed back out of his room and downstairs. It was too much to expect Hestia and Daedalus to cope with the Dursleys on their own.
"Harry Potter," squeaked an excited voice the moment Harry had opened the door. A small man in a mauve top hat was sweeping him a deep bow. "An honour, as ever."
"Thanks, Daedalus," said Harry, bestowing a small and embarrassed smile upon the dark-haired Hestia. "It's really good of you to do this. They're through here, my aunt and uncle and cousin."
"Good day to you, Harry Potter's relatives," said Daedalus happily, striding into the living room.
The Dursleys did not look at all happy to be addressed thus. Harry half expected another change of mind. Dudley shrank nearer to his mother at the sight of the witch and wizard.
"I see you are packed and ready. Excellent. The plan, as Harry has told you, is a simple one," said Daedalus, pulling an immense pocket watch out of his waistcoat and examining it. "We shall be leaving before Harry does. Due to the danger of using magic in your house, Harry, being still underage, it could provide the Ministry with an excuse to arrest him. We shall be driving, say, 10 miles or so, before disapparating to the safe location we have picked out for you. You know how to drive, I take it?" he asked Uncle Vernon politely.
Of course I ruddy know how to drive," spluttered Uncle Vernon.
"Very clever of you, sir, very clever. I personally would be utterly bamboozled by all those buttons and knobs," said Daedalus.
He was clearly under the impression that he was flattering Vernon Dursley, who was visibly losing confidence in the plan with every word Daedalus spoke.
"Can't even drive,"
he muttered under his breath, his moustache rippling indignantly. But fortunately, neither Daedalus nor Hestia seemed to hear him.
"You, Harry," Daedalus continued, "will wait here for your guard. There's been a little change in the arrangements."
"What do you mean?" said Harry at once. "I thought Mad-Eye was going to come and take me by sidelong apparition."
"Can't do it," said Hestia tersely. "Mad-Eye will explain."
The Dursleys, who had listened to all of this with looks of utter incomprehension on their faces, jumped as a loud voice screeched,
"Hurry up!"
Harry looked all around the room before realizing that the voice had issued from Daedalus's pocket watch.
"Quite right. We're operating to a very tight schedule,"
said Daedalus, nodding at his watch and tucking it back into his waistcoat.
"We are attempting to time your departure from the house with your family's disapparition, Harry. Thus, the charm breaks at the moment you all head for safety."
He turned to the Dursleys.
"Well, are we all packed and ready to go?"